The governor of Utah has approved the strictest limits in the country for driving under the influence. Governor Gary Herbert signed a bill yesterday lowering the blood alcohol limit from 0.08% to 0.05%, lower than any other state. Here's the governor at a press conference yesterday.
I believe it is good policy, and that this new policy will, in fact, save lives. And I think it will move us closer to having safer streets and a better environment for us to, in fact, to conduct our business and raise our families and enjoy the beauties and wonders of Utah.
Reporter Nicole Nixon has been following this story for KUER in Salt Lake City. She joins us now. Hi, Nicole.
Hello.
So why now? What's the argument in favor of this bill?
Well, the National Transportation Safety Board has actually been pushing this for a few years now, since about 2013, and they are arguing, and the bill's sponsor is arguing, that it will save lives, and that's the main factor. The bill's sponsor, his name is Representative Norm Thurston, and he also argues that the 0.05 level will act as a deterrent, and if anybody has anything to drink at all, that they shouldn't be getting in their car, and with a lower level, they'll be more afraid to. They'll be thinking a lot more about it.
Still, there are a lot of people who don't think this is such a great idea. What resistance has there been to this, and from whom?
There has been actually a lot of resistance since it passed the legislature. People have been calling and emailing the governor. I think it was about 10-1 messages that he got in against the bill to those in support of it. So a lot of restaurant groups are against this because they are really worried that it will hurt business. People won't come out and have a couple drinks with dinner because then they'll be too afraid to get in their car and drive home.
Because that 0.05 limit could actually, I've read, be hit just with one strong drink.
Yeah, for women, average-sized women, it could be a little more than one drink puts you to 0.05. For men, I think it's about two drinks.
Now, you spoke with Michelle Corigliano, who is with the Salt Lake Area Restaurant Association. You asked her if the bill will have a negative impact on business and tourism. Here's what she said.
I can't help but think it will, because we are the first state to do this, and we do have certain associations with negative perceptions of drinkers. You know, it's already out there, and it just makes it worse now.
Associations with negative perceptions of drinkers. Is she talking about the Mormon church there?
Yeah, there are. I think people have this perception that Utah is unfriendly to drinkers. There are some pretty strict alcohol laws here. For example, if you go to a restaurant, you have to order food to get a drink in most restaurants. So people think that, you know, the place is unfriendly to people who just want to have an alcoholic beverage.
And KUER also spoke with Bella Dinzar, the acting chair of the National Transportation Safety Board, who disagreed with Corigliano. Let's listen.
I hope that people don't think of this as something strange to do, because with the, you know, more than 100 other countries doing this, that hasn't impacted their tourism at all. And also the fact that Utah did do 0.08 first, but the other states quickly fell in line, and now all 50 states have it.
Now, as she says, much of the world, including most of Europe, is already at 0.05, but public transportation tends to be more accessible in European cities. And I think of places in Utah where there are ski resorts that do not have, you know, trains to bring people around, or maybe even buses in some cases. Are people talking about the need for more of that kind of thing in order to allow people to go out and have a drink and not drive?
Absolutely. That has been a huge argument against this bill, that, you know, the public transportation here doesn't run late into the night. People will have to be leaving the club at 11 p.m. to catch the last bus if they want to take public transit. And also in Europe, there are pubs on nearly every street corner. If you want to drink in the Salt Lake Valley, you pretty much have to go downtown and make that drive if you don't live in the downtown part of the valley.
Now, this new law does not go into effect until December of 2018, and Governor Herbert has called a legislative special session for later this year related to the law. What are the issues they're likely to work on?
Restaurant groups, like we mentioned, are worried, and police officers are both worried about the implementation of this, worried about, you know, how it will actually go into effect and what the impacts will be. There are some concerns that if you get pulled over and arrested at a 0.05 level, that it could affect your insurance, your auto insurance, and that you would end up going to jail and having to pay these hefty fines at a 0.05 level. So he has called that special session later this summer. They've said lawmakers and Governor Herbert has said that pretty much anything is on the table with this, but it does need some tweaking.
That's Nicole Nixon, reporter with KUER in Salt Lake City. Nicole, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.